for a lot of years, and I did not originate this, on radio shows, would do this trifecta of celebrity death.
Yeah, that's a common thing. Things come in threes.
They do. Good luck, bad luck, no luck at all, whatever. But for some reason, because they're notable and they're top of mind, celebrities go in threes. Now, that's not the point of this conversation, but it is a...
Can I ask you this? Because since you...
You can ask anything you want. Why do people ask you if they can ask you something? I never... By the way, can I ask you this? Yes, you can ask me anything you want.
Okay.
Start off the air.
Well, here's the thing.
It's two questions instead of one question.
I'm going to be the asshole in this situation. I'm not even going to let you get to what you're going to talk about. I have to ask you a question first.
Damn you.
If you only have two celebrity deaths, is there somebody out there trying to make another celebrity die to complete that trifecta? And when does that window close? What if you get a fourth death, like two more celebrities on the chopping block? How does that all work? Explain the cosmic math to me.
I can't keep track, and I can't even write fast enough to keep track of your multiple questions again. It's like starting, can I ask you a question before you get to the question? It's two, now you've asked eight more. All right, let's first things first.
If there's only two deaths,
who's keeping track of the third? Anyone. I don't know where the timetable starts and ends. That's the beauty of it. If it's your bit, if you're doing it, it can be threes anytime you want. It rolls over any way you like.
Like, what if there's like two in a week? Does somebody like call me with, hey, okay, we need the assassin to go after some celebrity?
That's a really dark place. Here's the thing. People are so sick and so twisted. Not people. Well, individuals.
I'm not suggesting this as a service to anybody.
There are some people who aren't hitting on all cylinders. They're not quite right. They're not ticking correctly. If they were a clock, they'd need an adjustment, mentally speaking. Maybe you should take more drugs, see a therapist, something, go play in traffic.
Don't just wait. Don't just randomly start telling people to take more drugs.
Let's be honest, licensed
professional, get medication, and take those drugs. Don't start snorting bath salts and shooting celebrities on the street.
You know as well as I do that there are some people, any given day that you leave the house, and I know it's rare because you try to avoid leaving the house, just like I do, though I'm forced to leave on a regular basis to take out the killer crazy dog or to go out and get food, although that gets delivered now more and more.
I know.
That's a whole other thing. But you see people, you interact with people, and you go, wow, they need more medication, or they need some medication. Now, some people are over-medicated. Some would say, I probably need to have some meds, and maybe it's prescribed too regularly.
Most people probably need medication, and those that are over-medicated are not getting it from a licensed prescriber.
Yeah, there's the self-medication issue. There's drinking, there's a lot of other drugs, putting their own stuff in the... It gets problematic. I mean, you get older, you get like one doctor giving you one set of drugs, another doctor giving you another bit of drugs, and another doctor giving you some other drugs, and then no one knows exactly
what
you're going to
the same
pharmacy.
Well, that's a bad idea, right? That's what killed like Michael Jackson and Heath Ledger and Rose McGowan's still alive. Who's the other one who died? Brittany Murphy?
Yeah, no, Rose McGowan's still here.
Sorry, my apologies to Rose McGowan. You are not
off the rails so bad. Here, okay, wait a minute now. Let's go to Rose McGowan for a second.
She wasn't even in the original list.
This is a problem I have.
Okay.
I don't know if we've talked about this on the radio show at 700 WLW. Yes, that's right. Yeah. How you doing? It's Sterling. Some call me Stick. He's chubby. Although, considering I'm really the skinny one, I should be chubby, you should be Stick.
That's just on a giant millennial irony scale, and now I'm getting confused.
Really? Oh, just now you're confused? It has nothing to do with the drugs that you're not taking or anything else so far, as you asked me 38 questions in 38 seconds or less, which was really my job to ask all the questions in a short amount of time.
That's my pills case. I need to take me. Thank you for reminding me to take my medications.
Shouldn't share, but if you have any extras. But anyway, so here's
the
thing.
No, I have one of the things, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's how old I am.
I take a multivitamin. And then I take it like a joint pain kind of. I'm not talking joints. But I have joint pain in joints. I don't mean like joints. I'm not taking joints or smoking joints or whatever else. Although,
all right, for research purposes
or whatever. Right. Or there are some places where I get. It's not recreational. It could be.
Now
medicinal.
You're digging a hole. There are some places that I get my drugs and.
Well,
my
no, I'm just saying. Vape. I mean, you can get a prescription now to go get the weed at the weed store. Right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know, I don't have that prescription.
Whether you're in Michigan, whether you're, in Maine, California,
can you
California,
get it in Ohio
certainly.
Yet? I don't think, can you get...
Nevada. Nevada, you can do it for fun and entertainment, shits and giggles,
Colorado's the real shits and giggles place, too.
They've been doing it for a while. Yeah. They know what's going on.
And it's nuts there. I've heard it's crazy.
Let's get back to Rose McGowan and Charmed, the show she was in, right? This is the 90s, and we've talked about this. So, I used to know a girl. Mm-hmm. Well, I still know her, but I don't know her like I used to. How's that?
I used to know a girl. at one time.
All the girls I loved before. So she would come over to the house to Sterling or Stick and hang out, and then she'd be like, "Oh, Charmed's on." This is before you could watch anything you wanted, whenever you want, wherever you want.
You had a VHS recorder, and if you missed it, you missed it.
That's correct. Otherwise, you were just SOL. So she'd be like, "Hey, Charmed is on." So I'd be like, "Okay." Or she'd come over and hang out, and then
first
I'd come
of all, that's kind of hey, like the girl wants to watch three hot chicks do magic.
Exactly, because like, I would never have watched this Charm show. It was not on my radar.
But it got
on my radar, and I'm like, wow, this is great. These women, they're casting spells and having adventures and doing weird. I didn't even care. I was like, and this is totally
you're
wrong.
Just like,
and
the hey, women, boobs. I see boobs. They don't really.
Well, the women
boobs,
who starred in this show, you got Alyssa Milano, you got Rose McGowan. Who else?
What was her name? Holly something or other?
Oh, okay. See, you're the one who... I at least remember some of the women's names.
No. It was Shannon Doherty, and she was replaced by Rose McGowan. Yeah. But the other... Okay. I can't remember the girl's name. Holly something or other. She plays poker. She's famous for playing poker.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now I even more respect.
But yeah, but it was originally Alyssa Milano, Shannon Doherty, and Holly. I cannot remember her name because it's just escaping me. But she was the one who had, you know, she had like brownish hair.
Yeah.
But Doherty left, and I think Rose McGowan stepped in, and she was like a sister or something like that. I watched it enough with my wife. I wasn't a huge fan, but my wife would watch it on VHS.
See, but then you watch, and it was easy to sit through because they look good. There was eye candy. Yeah. And here's the thing. Then I get caught up in the story enough to go, oh, man, they're having a battle and whatever the hell.
Yeah.
So this was like the 90s, right? Early, mid-90s, something like that?
It started in the 90s. I think it rolled into the 2000s at some point.
But I didn't realize it lasted that long. So now it's on Netflix or Hulu or whatever.
Sure.
They're all there.
Although, by the way, if you like watching that, there's a movie called Embrace the Vampire from like the early 90s.
Wait, am I going to write this down?
You better write this down because it is, you see Alyssa Milano's in the movie. And when I say Alyssa Milano's in the movie, like all of her is in the movie.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Now, see, this is bad if she listens to this.
She knows about this because what ended up happening is people would do screen grabs of this, and they started putting it on all these sites, and she somehow got, I don't know how, but she somehow got all that removed because there were, like, copyright, because, you know, they don't own the copyright to the film. I don't know who does, but the, like, you know, the fappening websites that had it on there, she went after them being like, oh, my kid, if he Googles them, I'm like, well, you took your damn top off in a movie. What the hell did you expect? And you look great. Your boobs look great now. She was also in a movie called, oh, God, I can't remember what it was. It was, she played like a mortuary assistant or like a, she was nude in that. She was a corpse, but she was nude. I know a guy.
Wait a minute. She played
who has
a
cast mold of her big toe. Weird story.
How and why? You got all kinds of issues with toes.
No, I'm just, that's a true story. He, like, I was over at his house. He said, hey, look at this. That's Melissa Milano's toe.
How do you know? There was no way to verify that. Did she initial that? Yeah, that's
no,
my toe.
No, she didn't. I think what happened is they had to make a cast mold of her, and he knew the
for
people.
For her foot.
I think.
What purpose do you need a mold
she was
of
a
your
dead,
foot?
She was a corpse, and they needed to make, you know, like a prosthetic or something. But he happened to have her toe.
Of a toe.
But it looked like it could be her toe. It was a small toe, but she's not a big woman.
It could be anyone's toe. This
was, couldn't have been my toe, because my toe,
Lebowski.
Like, troll.
I mean, sir, I'd get you a toe inside of an hour.
With nail polish. But no, he knew somebody at, like, Stan Winston Studios, and they got it for
all
him.
Right.
I don't know how. I asked him that, like, in front of Melissa Milano, and he was embarrassed.
Here's the thing. All the women in that show, Alyssa Milano, for sure, they were like moguls, though, right? They ended up having some, they were producers, and ownership of the show, which is fantastic. So they're smart, they're beautiful, they're super talented, and much respect to them. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sucking up in the thought that maybe I'll be able to say, hey, I know a guy who has a prosthetic or mold of your toe.
That's probably not a good thing. Holly Marie Combs, that was the girl's name. That was the other girl.
Did you look that up? Or
I
did
look that up.
No,
it didn't come to me.
Okay. All right. So
but yeah,
here's the
Marie
deal,
knows.
Though. And so I've watched the show. It's still out there. And if it's on, I'll stop for a while. And I maybe I reminisce about the girl that initially introduced me to it. You still got the wife of Chubby that you could, you know, have these mandatory viewing sessions.
Yeah.
But here's the trouble. Now, like a lot of these shows, it's been reimagined. There's like a new one, like every, 10 years or so. You've told me this, Fat Guys at the Movies deal that you do. Every 10 years, there's a new generation, and they remake every damn movie now. There'll be like another Rocky before we know it, right? So there's a new
chunk. Well, there was. It's called Creed. They did two of those movies, for crying out loud.
So, there you go. But he was still in it. I don't know if the old Charm girls, which they're not old. I got to be careful how I say
that. They're like in their 40s.
they're and still getting it done. So there's a new Charmed. Here's the problem, though. These Charmed girls, are they of the same age as the original Charmed women when they were in the show?
Oh, my God. That's a lot. There's way too much math for me to do right now.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because I said Charmed girls, because they seem like girls to me, even though they are younger women.
That's just because you're an old bastard. That's the only reason.
So it's just because I've gotten old. Because here's the thing. It splashes up on the Netflix deal, and then you can watch the promo or preview. And then I go, oh, maybe that's something. And then I go, no, I don't think I can watch that because I feel like a creepy old son of a bitch now if I watch that. Yet if the other Charmed is on, it feels okay. It's age appropriate and all right.
I hate to break it to you, but I think they're all of basically the same age of the original series, which started in 1990. So it's about 20 years old.
Right.
Right. And I think the ladies were like, they range, these new girls range from ages. Like what I look these up. I don't know these off the top of my head, but from like age 23 to 35,
okay,
are some of the ones. And you know, again, there's going to be math involved here, but if you just bear with me, you know,
do we really need to do the math?
Shannon
now?
Doherty would have been late 20s. Holly Marie Combs would have been mid 20s. Alyssa Milano would have been literally the girls in the original Charmed were younger on average than the girls in this new Charmed are now. How does that make you feel?
That's insane to me.
Do you want that makes to go me feel, hang yourself in a prison cell now?
No, what is your fixation with death and hang myself?
Oh, I'm just making a Jeffrey Epstein comment. We all know how that works.
Well, he deserved to die, but he should have stayed to get full punishment for his wrongs.
Well,
and speaking of that, there is a lot of wrong that apparently took place, allegedly, with some of the Charmed women. I see.
Alyssa Milano's been on the front of the Me Too campaign.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, she's out there like she is a firebrand for that. And Rose McGowan too. I mean, she's sort of like the crazy firebrand, you know? So, I mean, because Rose McGowan is kind of nuts. But anyways, is this even about, what were you talking about originally?
Well, where I was starting, and this may be a jumping off point to another episode, if you want to call it that, is this, with the celebrity dead, and none of these women are dead. Thankfully, they're still here. Yeah, let's clarify.
Yeah.
So the thing is this, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah, the animator.
Makes absolutely no sense
The animator died.
Yeah, yeah, what's his name? You know this.
He died so long ago. It was before the celebrity trifecta.
Yeah. So that guy died. Mm-hmm. And the point of this was, I didn't really get into the Who Framed Roger Rabbit when it first, I can't even say
Robert.
It. Who Framed Roger Rabbit when it first came out? When was that? Like the 80s?
88, I think, was when that
All
came
right,
out.
All right, so I was working at like Putt-Putt Golf and Games, a concert venue, Hair Arena, not yet in radio, and roaming the earth trying to make sense of things.
Sure.
Not much has changed. I'm just old now.
Sure. I will not disagree with that.
In the midst of that, I later watch it, and I go, wow, what was the Holly Rabbit or... What's the rabbit's name?
Yeah.
Jessica Rabbit.
She could have been on Charmed.
Yeah. Smoking hot, right?
Yeah. Do you know who did the voice of her? Kathleen Turner. Kathleen Turner did the voice of her.
Amazing. I've interviewed her. I've met her. I've been in the same room with her. Crazy talented woman.
Like gorgeous Kathleen Turner from like the 80s into the early 90s?
Don't go into a bad hateful place talking about Kathleen Turner.
Are we talking about like Chandler's mother, Marley and Me, after drugs and alcohol and all this medical issues that made her look a little bit rough?
I'm talking somewhere in the neighborhood of the last 20 years, 15 years, I guess, ago is when I probably actually interviewed her or
I mean, but that was like post Chandler's mother, father.
Well, but she talked about, you know, growing older and more mature in Hollywood with me working and all this stuff and being.
Well, no, she's a great case study on that because she did grow older and then she had drugs and alcohol. I don't know if it was drugs as much as alcohol.
It all goes back to the drugs and alcohol. But
She had some medical issues that caused her to, you know, sort of age like Kelly McGillis did. But, you know, as she was getting like sort of like post Serial Mom was the last sort of like the way we remember Kathleen Turner. And then she, you know, she had some issues and some of it was medical. Some of it was self-induced and some of it was just age.
Right.
I'm not making fun of her. I'm just pointing out, you know.
No, I understand.
It's like Frank Langella. You're talking about the tall, thin Frank Langella playing Dracula or the tubby Frank Langella playing a cop in every other movie that you see?
There's a lot of that, actually. I think this is almost, maybe we should just have another episode where I get into what I wanted to get into, or should we continue now?
Well, I'll tell you what, let's put the cap on this with the Charmed Girls and Jessica Rabbit, and we'll do it on a different episode.
All right, so we'll do that. So then you have to come back, or maybe it's the next one. I don't know how this goes.
It might be like 3 weeks from now. You just have to listen to all of them.
Yes, he's Chubby and I'm Stick, and clearly we will get back on track at some point, because what this next thing, what I'm trying to get to is about hot cartoon women.
That's right. Trust us, we're doctors.
You've been listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.